This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. This is the final segment on Hilchos Tefillin. Next time, we begin a new Mikzvah, Hilchos Brachos HaShachar Ushar Brachos. So, we're up to Simen Memhei Sif Beis. Beveis HaMerchatz, in a bathhouse. Bayis Hachitzain, in the outer house. Shekol Ha'im Dimbay Heim Levushim, that everyone standing there is clothed. Yechayil Mahaniach Shem Tun L'Charchila. Charchila, you can put Tefillin on there. In the middle room, some people are clothed, some people are not. You cannot put it on the charchila. However, b'diavad, you could. V'mhayu b'roisha, if they're ready on your head, ainu tzarch l'chaltzan. In the inner house, call amim shamarumim. You got to take them off. So pretty simple, pretty straightforward. There are three rooms. The outer room, everyone's dressed. You can put on the chachil. The middle room, some people are not dressed. Don't put it on. If it's on, don't take it. You don't have to take it off. The inner room, you got to take it off. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Bayis Hachitzon, Shadarkim Hayi La'achar Shalavshu Hachalak B'Bayis Hamtsoi. Their derech was, after they put on the robe on the outer house, in the outer room, Le'achal Beis Hachitzon V'Ligmar Alvisha, to finish up getting dressed in the outer house, in the outer room. So in the middle room, some are dressed, some are not. Miktsasan arumim, yesh oimrim. Some say, dim ata ein sham adam araim. Let's say right now, everyone's dressed. Mutar laniach bay tefillin avracha. It's permitted to put on tefillin to make a bracha. V'yesh oisrin, and some aser. Why? Kivin da makom yuchaze, because the makom is designated for people to be araim. Din, and therefore, din merchatz alav b'miktsasa, it has a partial din of a merchatz. Ubeis ha-tfila, the place where people immerse, mashav atas and pedal, the din bayis emtsoy yeshe l'chol davar. The beis ha-tfila itself, the taz is mashav, has a din of a middle, of the middle room. Aye. So then how do you make a bracha? V'rak berchas ha-tfila motel varchba, it's just you can make berchas ha-tfila. Why? Ayin sham tameh, look over there for the reason. From the Magen Avram in this siman, it's mashma that if nobody is undressed there, you could put on tefillin and make a bracha. Meaning this lechor is talking about the beis hatfila, right? A place where people immerse. From the Magen Avraham, and this Simen Smashna, that if nobody is Aroim there, you could put on tefillin and make a bracha. The Davka b'merchatz hechmiru. Davka in a merchatz der machmer. Afal pi she'ein shamadam, even though no one's there. Mishum shezu amasoi rabba. Because there's a lot of filth. Mehevel hachamin from the hot humidity of the hot water. Shemeshdam Shemba. Masha'in came by mikvah, but a mikvah is not so much like that. Okay. Vim shoivchim gam ke ba gam ken chamin yesh ayin. If they pour their hot water, then there's what to look into. It sounds like this, we're not talking about a heated mikvah. Yeah? It sounds like the reason why a mikvah does not have a din of a base hatvila, a base hamerchatz, is because it's not hot water. Who would go to a heated mikvah? I mean, you know, if you want to go to a heated mikvah, take a hot shower. Why would you go to a heated mikvah? The whole point is, you know, it's cold. Okay. Dim shoivchin galagam, fine. Avlam yesham adam arayim asu kanesu b'tfilin v'kisei kadesh. If there is someone unclothed there, then you're not allowed to go in there with tefillin or any scripture. The asu lamed lefnei Hashem arayim. It is asur to stand before the name of Hashem unclothed. That's very interesting that you can't even bring tefillin or kisvei HaKodesh in front of someone who is Arayim. We know that someone who is Arayim is not allowed to say the shame of Hashem, but we've never seen that it's usur to have a sefer in front of someone who is Arayim. The Dirshu brings even that even bound Svarim, he brings from the Shvilei David, they are included in the Isser. Based on what the Magen Avraham says, that the binding of a Sefer is not a cover. And we spoke about this already at length in Siman Mem, Siv Katan Gimel, Siman Mem Beis, Siv Katan Yud Aleph. In Siman Mem, Siv Katan Yud Gimel, we were talking about Svarim Legabe Tashma Shamita. In Siman Mem Beis, Siv Katan Yud Aleph, we were talking about Svarim regarding putting them in the tefillin bag. Okay, what about changing a baby in front of Svarim? This is a very prevalent question. You know, you change the Jewish people, they have books, you know. So what do? They also have kids, you know. Those are two things that Jews have, kids and books. So he brings from the Shmir Shabbos Kelchasai that it's Aser. You're not to change a baby in front of, cannot change a baby in front of Svarim. Not because of the Tzaya, because he's Aram. You hear this? Not out the Tzaya, because of the Arva. But then he brings, based on the Ramah, that a Katan Shena Roya Labia, I mean, that's a pretty old age. Roy Labia is usually, for a boy, it's 9, no? For a girl, it's 3. So I guess it would be different. It would be more chamor for a girl. It would be more chamor to change a baby girl than to change a baby boy. Baby boy, until L'chaira 9. I think there's another issue, L'gabe Tzaya. Mem Gimel, a second. There's another issue, Lagabe Tzaya. Now we're talking about Erva. I think there's an issue, Lagabe Tzaya, also. In Dershu, in Siman Mem Gimel, he brings from Abel Yashiv that out the Tzaya, you shouldn't change the diaper in front of the Svarim. So basically, there are two problems. If, let's say, you wanted to do two Averas simultaneously, you could change a baby in front of Svarim. You know, let's say somebody dared you to do, could you think of something, or you have a trivia question. Let's say you're a Mekadesh woman, Amanas, you could come up with a scenario that you'd be violating two Averas at one time. So the way the Kedushin would take effect would be by saying, if you change a baby in front of Svarim, because there's an issue alts Tzaya, and there's an issue alts Erva. Okay. V'ayin l'kamam b'sam peydav mishabra abinyanze. U'bavayis ha'pnime b'zel l'kol yama afila ein sham adam arim. They're in the inner house, according to everyone, even if there is no person who is arim. D'nefisha zu'ame, there's a lot of filth. U'chaveis ha'kisei damya. And it's like a Beis HaKiseh. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, this concludes Hilchos Tefillin, Tam V'Nishlam Hilchos Tefillin. And Bezos Hashem, next time we're going to start Siman Vav. So you want to know when's next time? I'm away this week. There's a Yarchi Kala that I'm speaking at. So what we're going to do is we're going to resume Friday. And Friday is going to have to be a doubleheader, because otherwise we're going to be too far behind. So Friday we're going to start Rosh Chodesh Elul. Yeah, is Friday Rosh Chodesh Elul? Yeah, Aleph Elul. So we're going to start Rosh Chodesh Elul, Hilchos Baruch Zashar. We're going to have a double header. And then we'll be one day behind. Okay? Have a wonderful day. Brach v'atzach. Stay tuned for this week's schedule. Okay. Kol Tov, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.